76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Thursday to you. It's Thursday, February 28th. So if you guys want something to do, I suggest you do it before February 29th, 30th, and 31st. That's just a joke. This is the last day of the month. You guys all know that. But the 76ers play the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at Chesapeake Energy Arena. It's a tough matchup. We all know that the Sixers are going to be without Joel Embiid for the fourth consecutive game. The Sixers are going to be without Boban Marjanovic for his first game since he bruised his knee, mild sprain, right knee, on Monday. We know that they called up Justin Patton, who could play in his first game as a Sixer since being acquired in the trade. So I want to talk about that game. I want to talk about what I'm looking forward to seeing, how optimistic I am. Not optimistic, but I should say enthused about this game. In the second segment, I want to talk a little bit about the Sixers' chances. You know, I'm not really concerned that Embiid's out. I was for the Sixers at one point, but not anymore, and I'll tell you why. And thirdly, you know, just little tidbits here and there. But let's start off by talking about what I'm interested in seeing tonight. Now, you know, I want to look, and I talked about this before. You know, I'm starting to look at it, and until Jimmy Butler steps up and does something, I mean, I still think he's going to be a quality playoff player for him. But right now, I'm looking at Tobias Harris. I'm looking at him grow with this team. You know, not to say that he wasn't, I mean, he's an aggressive player. He's been that way from the start. But he's been trying to find his groove. You know, when he came with the Sixers, like, you know, you're the new guy. You don't want to step on people's toes. You don't want to, you know, be that guy known as that guy that's doing everything crazy. You know, getting on people, you know, just like overstepping your bounds, so to speak. Well, but he was getting his shots. And right now, it's one of those things with Embiid being out. The last game against New Orleans, he had 29 points. 26 through three quarters. Lord, I don't know why he only had one shot in the fourth. They got to do a better job of getting the ball. Now, again, he did attempt four foul shots. So, you know, he was fouled a couple times while attempting shots. Or which would have been shot attempts. But I think that right now, with Embiid being out, it's great for him. It's great for the Sixers to see what they have in him. Right? Now you look at it and you say, Jimmy Butler, we want to see more from him, of course. We want to see that. We want to see who's going to be the guy that's going to step up if Embiid goes down again. Right? If I'm Brett Brown, I'm seeing like what plays I can draw. Now, another thing is Justin Patton. The 76ers, you know, got a decision to make. You know, Justin Patton, who becomes a free agent at the end of this season, the Sixers will look at him and see if he's worth bringing back. Right? I mean, when you think about it, Embiid and Jonah Bolden are the only two post players really under contract past this season. You know, from what I hear, you know, D-line them, you know, knows her basketball. I mean, heck, she grew up in the basically in the NBA, so to speak. And from what, you know, I hear from her and follow her on Twitter and listening to her on the radio and on TV and stuff like that, you know, during the games, she's high on Justin Patton. You know, a rim protector. He does a lot of things. Now, the thing is, let's just say if Boban comes back, I mean, Patton, he'll probably be a seldom used third center next year. But at the same time, you have the luxury of having this guy. And tonight, if he gets to play, I'm really looking forward to that because I really want to see what he can do. I want to see what he can do, right? So that's the thing that really has me excited about tonight's game. All right, y'all. Now here's something else. Yeah, I might have a calm demeanor. You know, I thought that the 76ers, when they said Joel Embiid would be out, that it would basically say, oh, man, they're going to drop to the fifth spot. Oh, man, they're going to have a tough time against Boston, right? You know, I mean, you're thinking like the sky is falling. But it appears that Boston and Indiana are kind of bailing the Sixers out. I mean, they're literally bailing the Sixers out. And when I say that, it's like you look at the Pacers right now. The Pacers are a half a game ahead of the Sixers in the NBA standings. Right? The Pacers are 40-22. We knew the Pacers would come back to life, so to speak. I mean, before this two-game, I mean, at one point, after Victor Oladipo goes down, they had a six-game winning streak. Then they lose a game to Milwaukee, and they come back with back-to-back wins against the New Orleans Pelicans and the Washington Wizards. Well, they lost two games, their last two. They lost to Detroit, 113-109 on the road on Monday. And yesterday they lost to Dallas on the road, 110-101. They come home tonight against Minnesota. Then they play Orlando on Saturday in Chicago before they go and play the Bucks on the 7th. And then they play the Sixers that come to Philly on the 10th, right? So, you know, I think that the Sixers, you know, if this is a time to have Embiid out, and Brett Brown believes that, but he mentioned yesterday that he could come back on Saturday, right? So, when you factor that in, you're like, wow, the Sixers, you know, didn't look too good in New Orleans, but they won. They lost to Portland. They'll probably lose tonight. But then, if they lose tonight, and if Minnesota loses tonight, the Sixers are still going to be a half a game. I mean, excuse me, if Indiana loses to Minnesota tonight, the Sixers are a half game behind. If they win, they're a game behind. Now, I do expect the Sixers to lose to Golden State. But, you know, I think from that point, the Sixers have it in their own hands. You know, they win their games. Because Indiana's schedule is going to get tougher. I mean, so, like, after they play the Sixers, they go to the Knicks, or they host the Knicks. Then they host the Thunder. Listen to this, y'all. This is a crazy schedule. They host the Knicks. They host the Thunder. They're at Denver, at Portland, at the Clippers, at Golden State, at home against Denver, at OKC, at Boston, at home against Orlando. So that's a tough stretch. You know, and then they got a home and away against Detroit, a game at Boston, Brooklyn, and Atlanta. So Atlanta will be the easy stretch, but these other games look kind of rough, right? And then you go to the Boston Celtics. I mean, we're talking about a team that's 35-27. 2.5 games behind the Sixers. A team on a 4-game losing streak. I mean, you're saying to yourself, like, hey, you know, they better hope and pray that they don't fall completely apart. So whereas, you know, Brooklyn doesn't surpass them, I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, you're saying that, like, yo, what's going on? But you look at Boston. So Boston, like I said, they lost 4 in a row. They lost to Milwaukee. Yeah. They lost to Chicago, bad. Lost to Toronto, yeah. Lost to Portland, close one. But then they have Washington at home on Friday. I can see them getting that. Houston at home Sunday, tough one. At Golden State, tough. At Sac, young athletic team. Lakers, Clippers, then they got Sac, Atlanta, Denver, then they come to Philly on the 20th, and then they go to Charlotte on the 23rd, San Antonio at home, and then Cleveland on March 26th. They have more games, but, you know, I think that what's going to happen is that they're going to mess around, and the Sixers are going to be the third seed. Indiana's going to be number 4. And the Celtics going to be number 5. That's what I think is going to happen. And that's going to enable the Sixers to get that 3-6 matchup with Brooklyn, which is also a tough matchup for them. But again, if I'm the Sixers, I'd rather play Brooklyn than play Boston. Even though Boston is struggling, I'd rather play Brooklyn than play Boston. So,
I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow.